You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there, Brandon Walker here, host of the Eyes of Texas podcast. It is Thanksgiving week, and we wanted to share a story with you, albeit a shorter one. It's a tale of Thanksgiving, and with it, a debate over firsts. So, most of what we've been taught centers on the story of the pilgrims at Plymouth, present-day Massachusetts, and their celebration of thanks for the harvest, even an exchange of food and gifts with natives. But kind of like the family tussle that occurs around the holiday table as soon as Uncle Frank says something to ruffle feathers, this turkey tale about the first Thanksgiving is up for debate. Thanksgiving, as it's recognized culturally in the U.S., has much to do with that Plymouth tale of gratitude. 1621 was the year, but the first? Not so fast, says Virginia. 1619, in the account of a religious Thanksgiving among English settlers, happy they arrived safely across the pond. Then there's Florida and Spanish settlers arriving September 1565 in St. Augustine. Their Thanksgiving, a mass after a safe arrival, food too. Texas, turns out, has a seat at this holiday table, a cornucopia of firsts, this one occurring in present-day El Paso. For more, I call the El Paso Mission Trail, a group of volunteers.
El Paso Mission Trail, may I help you?
Including Sylvia Barón, who's on a mission to make sure Texans celebrate our state's history at the turkey table.
Because it was 23 years before Plymouth Rock.
Making it what El Paso Mission Trail calls the first Thanksgiving in the American Southwest, April 30th, 1598.
Where Texas' best-kept secret.
This story starts with a man named Juan de Oñate, who led a group of settlers from Mexico to what's now New Mexico. At the time, Mexico was under the rule of the Spanish crown. Oñate had been granted land in the northern Rio Grande Valley and modern-day New Mexico and embarked on what's been accounted as a treacherous trek to get there.
You know, the desert, the climbing of the mountains, and finding different routes that they had to come through.
And there were some 500 Spanish colonists traveling with him. Horses, oxen, a production that went on for months. First, rain proved a hindrance, according to an article in the Texas Almanac. Then it went from too much water to no water at all as they crossed the desert. They even ran out of food toward the end of the trek. Then, after 50 days, the colonists reached the Rio Grande, crossing over into El Paso.
And then when they got to the river, that's when they always celebrated with a Catholic service, a mass.
The mass was one of Thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for the arrival.
So when they came to this area, that's when they found the Native Americans, of course, already here.
Some historians also mark this point as a big one, the beginning of Spanish colonization in the American Southwest.
On April 30th, 1598, the travelers celebrated a Thanksgiving mass and feast to celebrate the survival of their expedition.
The El Paso Mission Trail organization produced this audio tour, detailing Oñate's voyage. There's even a reenactment of the arrival. It takes place in April, singing, dancing, costumes, representing the Spanish and the natives. A complicated history for sure. Still, it's one that took place, threading, if you will, the quilt that is Texas history.
The history of the Spanish colonists coming through here and what they brought us, you know, all the different fruits and vegetables that we're having now, and the animal, of course, the oxen.
The El Paso Mission Trail organization works to preserve that history with tours, events, other programs to preserve the culture. There's much more behind what they do, year-round, mind you. Just head to our website, clicktohouston.com/eyesoftexas, where we've included a link and more information about the organization. There you'll find more episodes of the Eyes of Texas podcast, We're thankful for every one of you for listening. I'm Brandon Walker. Join us next time as we go travel in Texas together.